And in special guest on the phone with us today, Mark Stesic joins us. He's the executive director of the Lincoln Amphitheater, just a hop, skip, and a jump away in Lincoln City. Mark, thank you so much for sharing some time with us this morning. Appreciate having you on the show.
Well, Duane, thank you. We always appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and your audience.
Well, Mark, I'm a proponent, very much an advocate for live music anytime we can get it. I have been to your venue several times. The Lincoln Amphitheater is a tremendous place to see a show. You got something to really brag about there. And we wanted to get you on because you've got a couple of great shows coming up in the month of May we want to talk about today.
Yeah, we actually have, they're all limited capacity performances. This coming Saturday, May 1st, we have an acoustic duo tribute to the great Bon Jovi, of course. That is almost sold out. We're only allowed to, at this time, have about 400 of our seats, our 1,500 seats occupied. So we have a handful of tickets, but since it's just a handful, we won't have any at the door. So if you want those, you need to jump online, LincolnAmphitheater.com, quickly and get those. And then May 22nd, we have another limited capacity performance, and it will be a tribute to Pearl Jam. We're excited about that as well.
Well, again, we were talking before we went on the air. These tribute bands, Mark, they're just kind of the wave right now because, well, let's face it, in small venues like you have and like we have here where we put on our shows locally, you can't afford the real thing. But some of these tribute bands are just so spot on. You know, you close your eyes and you're at the concert with the actual artist.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, this is what these people have chosen to do as a living. So if they're going to go out and say that they're going to play the music of Pearl Jam or they're going to play the music of Bon Jovi, they're going to have to be good if they want to make a living at it. So there's no doubt it is a wave not only of the future. We've been doing it, I think, for this will be our sixth year. And people are receptive to it, number one, because of everything you've said, but also because they can bring four people, $20 a ticket, compared to $100+ a ticket to see the real thing. And if the experience is good and they enjoy it, they're going to come back. So it's definitely something that is has been beneficial to the area, but really beneficial to the Lincoln Amphitheater because people love to come here.
It's a great sound at the amphitheater, an open venue, open-air venue there, just phenomenal. And besides that, you've got Monkey Hollow Winery and Distillery there. So, I mean, you do make it a true experience when you come to these shows.
Well, we do everything we can because, you know, We're in a rural setting, so as much as we like to say that we hear that there's nothing to do in this area, there's always something to do on the weekends, regardless of where you live. So if people choose to come to us and spend a Saturday with us, we want to make sure it's an experience that they enjoy, number one, and number two, that they want to come back to.
Most definitely. Well, again, the Bon Jovi tribute is this Saturday night. What time are they going to hit the stage?
We are opening our doors at 5 p.m. Central Time, and the first of two sets will begin at 6 p.m. Central Time.
And all your Bon Jovi favorites, you know, they're more than halfway there now, Mark. They're more than halfway there, right?
That's right.
Lincoln Amphitheater this Saturday night. It's a Bon Jovi tribute, the favorite songs of Bon Jovi. And then on May 22nd, come back for a Pearl Jam tribute. I got to tell you, Mark, this may be the first of its kind. I don't recall ever seeing a Pearl Jam tribute band anywhere in this area at all. And there's a lot of Pearl Jam fans around.
Well, you know, the other thing, it definitely has generated some excitement. But the other thing that we are really excited about is it's an acoustic tribute, but it's a full band acoustic tribute. So it's kind of a nod. I think next year is actually the 30th anniversary of Pearl Jam's iconic, I guess, MTV Unplugged performance, I think in 1992. So we're kind of tipping our hat to that, and it will be our first full band of the season. So we're looking forward to getting back to some rock and roll music.
Most definitely. Well, let's give them the details. What's the best way, again, to get a hold of tickets?
LincolnAmphitheater.com, and that's R-E at the end, not E-R. Or they can phone the box office, which is 812-937-2329.
And when you go to that Lincoln Amphitheater website, you've got the full schedule, and, man, you've got some great shows coming up. Hats off for a great lineup this year.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We remain cautiously optimistic, as everybody else does, that we will be able to resume full capacity shows, hopefully in July.
You can't beat the Lincoln Amphitheater. There's not a bad seat in the house. 1,500-seat amphitheater, not a bad seat anywhere there, but we're taking it to the next level because only 400 seats are sold for these shows here in May. May 1st, this Saturday, the Bon Jovi tribute. May 22nd, tribute to Pearl Jam, all acoustic. Great shows at your Lincoln Amphitheater. Hop, skip, and a jump away. Worth the drive for sure. Mark, anything else we need to throw in this morning?
I think that's it. We, you know, obviously we're going to have the precautions in place that everybody has in place now for safety protocols as far as it relates to COVID. And we look forward to hosting a large crowd or a limited capacity crowd, I should say, in a safe environment. So come on out.
Mark, always great catching up with you, man. And again, anytime we can help spread the word for you, glad to do so here at WAMW.
All right, Dwayne, we sure appreciate your support.
Have a great day.
You too.
LincolnAmphitheater.com. That's R-E at the end. Check out the complete schedule of upcoming shows, including the big Bon Jovi tribute this Saturday night.